An informed and engaged electorate is just one of the reasons we do In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry and our bi-weekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area focuses this week on 411. They have a voter guide. And the expert, I am told, on that voter guide joins us now, Nancy Shuey. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lisa.
You're a former president of the local league. You've also served on the state board of the League of Women Voters of Michigan. How did you get involved with the League in the first place?
Well, I had heard of the work of the League for many years, but I was a school teacher and never had any extra time to get involved. So when I retired, I joined the League and very soon found myself as president.
Okay, we're here today to talk about Vote 411. What is that?
Vote411.org is an online voter guide. It provides nonpartisan, nonbiased information on candidates and proposals that will be on your ballot.
Is it just online, or is there a paper copy you can get to hold in your hand and look at as well?
Well, vote411.org is the future voter guide. It's the guide that we're using now and that we want to take into the future. We continue to produce a paper voter guide. The paper voter guide contains only national and state races.
And as I understand it, you've been doing this since 1999, is that correct?
The National League started in 1999. And then in 2011, they contracted with a group called E the People to write a program. And the League paid for that program until 2017, at which time E the People donated the program to the League. So our national LWVUS is running the system at this point.
Why was it created?
It was created so that it would be more accessible. The problem with the printed guide is we printed only so many copies. People would read it. They would throw it away or hopefully recycle it. And so it just wasn't as efficient. The wonderful thing, as you all know about the internet, is you can go on at midnight while you're in your pajamas and read about which candidates you might want to vote for.
Makes it a lot more convenient.
Yes.
What is the process and how is the information loaded into the website for Vote 411?
Vote 411 is created at three levels. The National League, LWVUS, handles all the federal elections, the president, congressmen, House of Representatives, those offices. The State League, LWVMI, handles all the state-level officers, the governor, the state senators, state reps. And the local league, that is us, we handle everything from the county on down. County commissioners, city council members, school board members, Washtenaw Community College trustees, and so forth.
And in this case, we're talking about Washtenaw County, but I understand you're expanding a bit.
Yes, that is good news. Thank you for asking me about that. Because the league's membership has grown so much in the last couple of years, we've been able to start new leagues in both Livingston and Lenawee counties. People in those areas came to us and said, we want to start a league. We want candidate forums and voter guides. And so we are mentoring them through the process. And therefore, candidates in Livingston County and Lenawee County are now available on vote411.org.
We're talking to Nancy Shuey. This is In the Public Interest. She's with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. The league puts together Vote 411 to help you be a better informed voter. You have said that, and we hear that from the league all the time, that you're nonpartisan. So how do you go about gathering the information to put out on Vote 411?
Well, in this modern age, it's a breeze. We email invitations to all of the candidates who will be on the ballots, all parties, all candidates, all levels. And in that invitation is a link which the candidate goes to and he or she responds to the questions that we have asked them. And they also provide some basic biographical information, how long they've lived in the area, what their occupation is, and so forth. And then they enter their responses. We do not change one word, one letter. This must be their response. If they make a mistake and they call us and say, oh, no, I misspelled something, of course, we'll fix it if they catch it. But this is truly their work.
Do they ever try to get inflammatory, though, or really push a subject?
You know, since we've been doing this in 2012, we've never had to respond to contact a candidate. But we do read through just to make sure there's no abusive language. It just doesn't happen. The candidates have a limited space to tell what their goals are, to say what their strengths are, and generally, they behave very well.
So this is your one-stop shop for information on the candidate, vote411.org. What about the ballot proposals? Seem like there's going to be a lot of them coming up this year.
Yes, there is information on the ballot proposals. We print the proposal as it will be on the ballot. And if it's a particularly contentious issue, and there are pro and con groups, we will print the pro and con side. And on Vote 411, it will say supporters say or opponents say. And we take the language that they use and place it in Vote 411. We provide absolutely no spin. It's a bedrock principle of the league that we provide no spin. We present the facts as they are.
So we get information about the candidates. We get information about the proposals. Some people are even saying, well, am I registered? I'm not quite sure where I need to vote. Can you find that out here as well?
Yes. When you go to vote411.org, you enter your address. And one of the first screens that you will see says, show districts or show races. The show districts will tell you which House rep you get to vote for, which city council ward you're in, which county commissioner you get to vote for. And it will also tell you where your polling place is. Then you would click on show races, and you will only see the candidates who will be on your ballot. And then you can click on two of them, and it will show you in the left column what candidate A says and the right column what candidate B says, and you can decide which one you would rather vote for.
Vote411.org, your place to be an informed and engaged voter. Nancy Shuey of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, thank you so much for joining us and in the public interest.
Well, thank you for having me.